So today at the grocery store, I saw organic detergent. What the heck? That's nothing to do with the podcast. I just wanted to say something.
Don't put this as the intro, man. That's not good.
Don't worry, I won't. Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian, here with my co-host, a man whose blood type is too strong to be determined.
Ramon.
Back at it again? Yes, you are. Today, we continue our series titled...
Attack.
Yeah. Our scripture today comes from...
The book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 18. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Mm.
Delicious.
So, today's episode is titled Stand. For many reasons, but today I had an interesting experience. I was going to take a shower. I know it's not Saturday or anything. As some of the listeners know, I take a shower every Saturday, whether I need to or not. And today, Monday, I walked into the restroom, barefoot, and I slipped because someone took a shower before, and they just left a wet spot, and I slipped. And it was one of those falls where both of your feet leave the ground. They don't happen often when you're a grown-up, you know, but they do happen sometimes.
It's a bit cartoonish, huh?
Yeah, a bit cartoonish. There you go. Yeah. I feel like... Yeah, both feet, boom. Like, even as I was falling, I was like, this is funny, but painful. Like, it hurt. Like, it really hurt. Like, I scraped, like, skin was, like, coming off my... My arm and everything, and it was not good, man. It hurt. It was one of those that hurt. I did lift my neck so that my head wouldn't slam against the ground, but it hurt. It sucked. And the kids were there. I'm like punking out. I'm like, ah! I was shameless, dude. I was like, in my head, I was like, be stoic. Like, you know, the stuff we talked about in the podcast. Yeah. I'm like, be stoic. Take it like a man. But in the outside, I was like, I punked out in front of my kids, dude. Are you okay, daddy? I'm like, yeah. No. It was funny. You had to be there. I mean, it was funny. But the thing that led to was actually getting up. You know, and that's a metaphor for life. I mean, I'm not going to start talking about it. You know where I'm going with this. You're smart people. You get up when you fall back. But this episode is going to be a little deeper than that. I mean, we've said that in the past. You can listen to other podcasts about getting back up when you fall down. That's the Christian life, you know? What we want to talk about a lot in this podcast, too, is that you stand up for what's right, you know, stand up for your beliefs, because no one else is going to do it for you. So this past, what was it, Saturday, family and I went up to, might have seen this on Instagram if you follow us, we went to the One Life LA March. Can't afford to go to DC, it's too cold, got young kids, got no money, so we stayed local. One Life LA happened, only about 15,000 people showed up. Only, you know, just a few. One of the things that my wife noticed, because she went to the walk last year with her mom, and she took the kids. They had a great time. But one of the things that she noticed was that there were more families this time around. And so we're kind of encouraged at that, because we saw so many people standing up for what they believed in. You know, they stand up for life. Like, they believe in that one common thing. It's a crazy thing that when fertilization happens, a new human being is created, you know, with a set genetic code that is unrepeatable. That's a distinct human being. It is not going to be a toad or just anything. You know, those clump of cells, they're human cells. Just like the grown human clumps of cells that we are walking about outside of the womb. We're just growing at a different pace in a different place. That's it. And so we believe in that. We teach it to our kids. We're like, you know, what's growing inside mama's womb, inside the tummy, we say, that's a baby. Not that we're pregnant or anything. I'm just saying, you know, that's of a mother. And we believe that killing them is wrong. And that's why we march. You know, we stand up for that. There's other things that we stand up for, you know, but we stand up for our faith, for our family, for what we think is right, what we know to be right.
Yeah, I think that's the problem with a lot of us, where we don't really even know what we stand for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know it seems like I bash LA all the time here on the podcast, but at least here, the humans of LA, man, it's interesting. A lot of the people that I do have conversations with, and it doesn't matter what side of the political spectrum they are, you know, you ask them what they stand for, what they believe in, and you know, as simple as, oh, you go to church? Oh, well, I kind of believe in God, but I'm more spiritual. I was like, well, what does that mean? And then one answer leads to another question because they're not being clear in what they believe in. And then they ask me about my beliefs, and I'm way more confident than they are when it comes to their beliefs. And I tell them, well, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, all that fun stuff that you hear at Mass. You know, and people look at me like I'm the weirdest dude when I bless my food. They don't mock it. It's just kind of rare when they see that I'm gonna be blessing my food before I put it in my face. You know? And that's one thing that we forget too, man. We're priests, prophets, and kings.
PPK.
PPK. Yeah.
We gotta make sure.
Oh God! hashtag PPK. You heard it here first, folks. Dude, it's Catholic.
Happening. It's happening.
Mic drop.
Period.
Seriously, though, we forget how important we are. You know, we're priests, prophets, and kings, and when we bless our food, we're inviting God into our life. We're asking God to give that, I mean, if you're eating meat, you know, we're asking God to give that piece of animal.
I think only meat eaters listen to this podcast.
Thank you.
Give that, I mean, nothing against you weak humans, but, you know, if you are vegan or vegetarian, you're probably able to do something I can't. I'm just too insecure, so I have to make fun of you.
Thank you.
Bye. I'm done.
For that.
Moment of honesty.
Yeah. So we're asking God to give us strength through that food. You know, we're inviting him into our life and inviting him to make us stronger so that we can do his work. Simple, not easy.
I like that. Simple, not easy.
I
That's got another that shirt
some,
right there.
Yeah. No, I got no. That from somewhere, yeah.
Die.
Good old Leif Babin.
Plagiarizing Texas Batman.
No, yeah, Texas Batman is awesome.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one way that we stand up for our beliefs. You know, when we're sitting down about to, you know, when you were saying putting food on my face, I just imagined you like rubbing. Hey,
you know what? It's because never mind. I'll
we digress. Yeah. All right. But no, that's just what I saw in my mind. That was hilarious, but. That's one way that we stand up for our faith, you know, for what we believe in. And it's kind of funny that I say, you know, we stand up for the faith. Like, well, the faith doesn't need us to stand up for it. You know, that's one of the premises. That's one of the reasons. And, I mean, I have to save some for the third episode because that one's going to be, like, ow, aggressive, you know. It's the plan of attack. I mean, this is the plan of attack. Number one, you be a freaking man. Like, be who God created you to be and don't apologize for it. Because a lot of people are like, yeah, we got to be men, but in a good way. Like, what the heck? You know, is there a bad way to be a man? Like, no, if you're being a bad man, then you're not being a man. You know, you don't have to apologize for being a man. That's the whole thing about being who God is calling you to be. Be a man, protect, provide for your family, lead them in prayer. Like, lead that prayer at the beginning of the day, or if you leave too early, at the end of the day, say a consecration with your family. Like, make yourselves, put yourselves at the service of God. Like, that's what it means to be a man. You know, you're doing the things that you need to do to lead the beloved into heaven. And then the next thing would be like, stand. Like, we're telling you, stand up for what you believe in. What do you believe in? Ramon was stating that I believe in one God, the Father Almighty. We believe so much. Are we standing up for it? We have one of the longest creeds in all of the great world religions. Yet, how much of it do we stand up for? Or are we more like, I'm Catholic, but. Every time I hear a but, it really means forget everything I said before. This is what I really stand for. We can't be like that. All of those things that the Catholic Church teaches, they're there for a reason. You know, and I've argued about some of them, but at the end of the day, if I'm honest with myself, the church wins every single time. Because if I don't want to do one of those things, it's rooted in selfishness, it's rooted in pride, it's rooted in just brattiness. Because I don't want to, or because I'm afraid. I'm afraid that God is not going to stand up for me when I stand up for Him. That's such a coward thing to do. You know, people were there. I thought the Women's March was canceled because of all the anti-Semitism stuff that came out of it. But they were there. A lot of people were there with their pussy hats and whatnot, and their signs that didn't make any sense, or that were just plain hateful, or kind of instigated violence against those who disagreed with them. And some of them were right there. They were holding their sign that said "resist," like within the march, you know, like kind of following us around. One thing that I noticed, one side was happy, the other side was like angry about something. You know, like the way we stand up is beautiful. You know, when people are there with their babies, you know, when people are there with their spouses, you know, with their whole entire family, like it's something beautiful to behold. All these different cultures, we don't need to say our strength is diversity or anything like that. We just show up and the faith is rich and the faith is universal. And we don't need to say it, we live it. That's what it means to stand up.
All right, so I'm gonna break format a little bit and I'm actually gonna invite a special guest. It's my wife, Vivian, making her podcast debut here on the Dude Catholic Podcast. How you doing, Vivian?
I'm doing good, thank you.
You went to the One Life LA thing, and we're talking about standing up. You know, it's three things that we need to do, a plan of attack, you know, for taking back manhood in the culture. But I really want to get your take on the experience of standing up for that, which is very important to us.
I got a little bit angry because I saw a lot of like the picketers, even though the other march, the Women's March in LA was officially canceled.
Yeah.
There were still people trying to resist our march, and they were still wearing those
you can say
womanly genitalia hats. And my daughter, who was only 10, asked me, "Mommy, what are those pink hats?" And I'm like, first of all, I got really upset because they're coming to cause or to break the peace of our very peaceful march. Mm-hmm. Second of all was that my daughter, who's only 10, asked me that, and at first I didn't know what to say, but then I just said it's something very, very inappropriate, and it really just doesn't matter right now. Mm-hmm. As a woman, I got really upset whenever I would see it, but then I'm just like, you know what? This is what the devil wants. The devil wants me to be coming to this wonderful march, you know, with filled with anxiety and stress already. And I'm like, you know what? No, I'm just going to pray for all of them. Those women with those hats and with, I saw like this bear that said like non-Kavanaugh with blood in the sign, like just very gross and gruesome things and that I saw and very inappropriate. And I'm just like, you know, I'm going to pray for them. And right when I had said that, I just felt this peace. Like everything was going to be okay. And then I felt really joyful and very energetic too. Now, I also went to the same march last year with my mom and my three kids.
I was at school.
Yes, you're at school studying to become a better teacher. So, but we went, and there were some differences in, like, the crowd. So last year I did notice a lot of young adults, like super young, like in their 20s, like early 20s. Like, you could tell they were, you know, either engaged or they were just kind of, you know, like boyfriend and girlfriend. But there were a lot of young couples there, a lot of young teenagers from, like, you know, they get their little youth group together and stuff. So I thought that was so cute. But this year, to my surprise, I saw a lot of young families like you and I. Yeah. And I got really happy because I feel like God was telling me, like, you know, you're not the only one. There's other women out there that feel like you and that think like you and just don't feel so isolated. Because I think that's what the devil wants you to feel, is like isolated, you're alone. You're alone. Yeah, you're the only one. Why, you know, like, you're just, it's not going to make a difference. Your voice is not going to matter. Mm-hmm. And
it's one of the reasons why standing up for these causes, what we believe, you know, our faith is very, very important. Kind of goes to the point that we're trying to make in this episode over here. So just to close it off really quick, Thea, I wanted to get your input on what can we as men do, you know, to stand up for our beloved, for our bride, for our family.
I think, first of all, I think you should just be more courageous. So I see a lot of men, especially these days, that they don't want to talk. They don't want to stand up for what is right. Just like what Ben Shapiro said. And the keynote for the March for Life, he said, righteousness doesn't have to be popular. It just has to be righteous. And women need men to go by that. Don't go with the flow. Do not go with what's popular or what is what's going to make you more cool or what's going to, you know, help you to fit in more or get more followers on Instagram or whatnot. Like, do what's right. Do what God, please God first. Please God first. And that's one of the most attractive things that why I fell in love with you, and is because you didn't care. Like, you wanted to please God first. And I love that about you didn't care being liked or by anyone. And if you do get likes, then good for you. If you have a lot of followers on Instagram, good for you. But at the end of the day, you know, after we die and God tells you, Vivian or Adrian or fill in the blank, what did you do to build my kingdom up? And if you didn't do anything, if you didn't stand up for what was right, then what are you going to say? So just always keep in mind that. I know that's what kind of got me into being more courageous, to doing the extra steps. And it's not even extra. It's kind of what we're supposed to be doing, but to us, it's like extra.
But you just end up looking awesome by doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Especially when it's so rare.
Yes.
So I want to just deeply thank you for coming on the podcast and for putting up with me and raising my kids and just being you. I'm going to stop making it cheesy now.
Yeah, it speaks for itself. Otherwise, it's just noise that's coming out of your face. And I don't mean this to be comical. It just legitimately is just noise that comes out of your face. And we're called to live beyond that, to do greater things beyond that.
You know, before closing this up, I wanted to take it back to that fall I was talking about at the beginning of the podcast. That when I fell, we were talking about this some time ago about, you know, keeping your head off the deck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like keeping your head up all the time. When I fell in that comical way, I instinctually, is that instinctively? There you go.
Instinctively, yeah.
The English is hard. I haven't said that in a while. I instinctively put my head up. Like, I raised my neck so that my head wouldn't hit the ground. You know, that kind of came as a more of a reflex than anything. I didn't think about it. I wasn't like, oh, in the midair, I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to lift my neck so that my head is above ground so that it doesn't slam against the ground and bust open and shed my brains out in front of my kids. You know, I really didn't get to ask you this last time, but last episode, you told a story that just kind of stuck with me, you know, and maybe our listeners too, you know, because honestly, I don't know if I'd have the guts to, like, stand up like that. Maybe I would. I know I'm pretty stupid. I'd do that without being the person in charge or anything like that, you know? But when it comes to standing up, sometimes you rise to the occasion. Other times you have greatness thrust upon you. What was it like for you? Like, when someone said, "Hey, Ramon!" You know, what was the thought process? Or what was the thing, like... You don't go into that stuff with a plan, or do you?
Yes. Absolutely. 100%. Yes. I don't know how much more simple I can make it.
Well, you don't need to make it simple. I just want to know the process.
Yeah, because I'm very intentional in most things that I do and that I say. You know, because I've worked with this lady for about a year already. And... she sounded nervous. And she sounded like she needed some assistance. And, you know, it may be seen as a boneheaded move to have called him out like that. But, you know, how else are we going to call him out? Be like, "Oh, yeah, your backpack is right here." It's like, no, I know what you're doing, and what you're doing is garbage.
Yeah.
So okay. Come and get it, and let's have a conversation about it. And if you're going to keep acting like a child, grown man, if you're going to act like a child, you're going to be spoken to like a child. I mean, that's it, you know? And it's mm-hmm. not, I don't think I'm better than him, because I was giving him an opportunity to be honest. "Oh, I didn't get that from here." It's like, bro, that's why the shelves are empty, and that's why it has the store sticker with with our store number.
For more information, go to the last episode and listen to that story.
Yeah, and it's just, it makes no sense. Like, dude, I'm trying to help you uphold your dignity and redeem yourself, yet you choose to keep smothering yourself in mediocrity. You know, I was trying to stand up for him and for her. I know it didn't sound like it, because it may be too aggressive or too rude or whatever the case may be, you know? No, we have a responsibility to help people uphold their dignity.
Yeah.
We're children of the same God. Like, he matters. He's a grown man that's not living out his...
baptismal call.
Yeah.
PPK.
PPK, you know? Priests, prophets, and kings.
Yeah. Yes, it's a thing now.
Yeah, PPK.
T-shirt idea, writing this down right now.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I do
know, because, you know, that's a perfect way to kind of transition into that, because I was thinking about, you know, the falling things, like even in Genesis, you know, in what we call the fall, you know, the fall of man. It's like Adam messed up. He had one job, and he stood there like a punk while the serpent beguiled his wife to eat from the fruit, and then he took it and ate it as well. And then what happens after in Genesis chapter 3 is that God comes up, he shows up, and he's like, "Adam, where are you?" What does God need to know? Nothing. Why? Because he knows everything. So he knows exactly where Adam is. And he's just hiding there, and he's like, "Oh, I can't hide from God." So he comes out, and he's like, "I'm right here. Heard your voice in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself. Who told you were naked?" Once again, God knows. Instead of answering upright, he just kind of takes the punk way out, and he starts making excuses instead of fessing up and saying, "God, I fell. I got myself into a mess. I screwed up. I disobeyed. Sorry." What do? We start lying. we stop. We start putting up a front when we're really being called to stand up. I kind of failed. I was like, I didn't remain stoic. It did hurt, but man, could have done a better job. Eventually, I stopped. I mean, it didn't last that long, my whining, but I just didn't want to answer questions that my kids were asking. I said, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. Composed myself. Got up. That's what we need to do in life. You know, just in the random parts of our life where we fail, just compose yourself. Get up. Yeah, we all screw up. Compose yourself. Get up. I've been kind of milling it over and thinking about it. Oh, man, that relates so much to Genesis. That relates so much to our own lives, you know? Like, we're so quick to point at someone else's flaws. But how about our own? You know, I was doing the consecration to Our Lady, to Jesus through Mary, St. Louis de Montfort. We're doing that as a family. It's like 33 days of prayer. And we're doing that every night with the family. And one of the things was just that, you know, about looking at other people's mistakes, you know, how we do that so much. And I forget to look at my own. And to be careful, because the way we look at those people when they do those mistakes, when we're making those mistakes, that's the way other people are looking at us. Not that we should care about what other people see in us, but we should care about what God sees. And if he sees us just laying there when we should be standing up for what's right, or if he sees us just laying there when we should be getting out of our sin, just remember that he's not disappointed. He's not disappointed unless we fail to learn something, unless we fail to stand up after that. I got nothing else, man.
Well, the reason why we stand up is to be an example of hope.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got, man. To be an example of hope. Because we really don't belong to the world. We're only passing through and we're preparing to go home.
Yeah, I believe it was St. Teresa of Lisieux who said, "The world is your ship, not your home." So just a quick little wrap up. We fall, we stand up. We stand up for what we believe in. We stand up for each other. We stand up for God and for those that we are bringing up and leading to heaven. So pray for us.
We'll pray for you.
Ferrum.
Ferrum.
Aquitur.
The English is hard.